Introducing El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is where the truth is our bitch. Where the truth or the rubber hits the road. Something like that.
Yeah, rubber hit the road.
Rubber hit road.
Where the rubber hits the road.
Where the rubber hits the road. Yeah, anyway, welcome to the program. 877-RUBBER-HIT-ROAD. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Online at philhendryshow.com. Tonight, following the show, we're going to have a Q&A with our backstage pass holders. So if you're a member of our backstage pass, if you're a BSP holder, a BSP handler, a BSP toucher, then please join us after the show on Phil TV and HD, which is streaming right now live into your homes. We'll have a Q&A. You can ask your questions over at the homepage at philhendryshow.com. We also have some background stuff on Napoleon Dynamite, which is going to be debuting this Sunday night at 8:30 on Fox, 8:30 and 9:30 Eastern and Pacific. And I play a whole bunch of guest starring parts in Napoleon Dynamite over the six Dynamite episodes, I should say that, of that great series. So please do check it out. And it'll be following the second NFL game, the Green Bay game. So it's all good, you know. If you're on the East Coast, out here on the West Coast, the game will end, and then there'll be a whole bunch of boring programming. And then, Napoleon Dynamite. We've got R.C. Collins, who is a Military Academy cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California, joining us in just a moment. The story that has surfaced over the last couple of days has a number of people, quite a few, I guess, many in the press, many within the halls of government. I'm not exactly sure how many are among just rank-and-file people, but the story concerning Marines who were videotaped urinating on the bodies of dead Taliban has caused a flurry of fury. The top commanders, reading here from Fox News, the top commanders of the Marine Corps, U.S. forces in Afghanistan are investigating a video that purports to show U.S. Marines urinating on the bodies of dead Taliban after Defense Secretary Leon Panetta ordered a probe into the behavior he described as utterly deplorable. Panetta said, "I condemn it in the strongest possible terms." He was speaking on Thursday of the actions that were depicted in this video. We showed some of it on Phil TV and HD last night. We'll try and pull that up one more time for you so you can see in general terms what they're talking about. And while American television actually did pixelate or otherwise censor the picture of what was taking place, American TV seemed to be the only ones doing that, because around the world, you could see it quite clearly on a number of other broadcasts, one of which was Russia Today. That's what we were looking at. And these are three dead alleged insurgents laying at the feet of four Marines who are holding sniper rifles. And so the thinking is that these Marines and these Taliban were engaged in some sort of a standoff sniper-wise, and the Marines won that one. Spokesman Jay Carney said that as a legal matter, the White House won't pass judgment until the details are discovered, but that the apparent activity is deplorable and regrettable. In the video, four men in Marine uniforms and combat gear are shown exposing their genitals and urinating on three dead bodies. One of the deceased has a large blood stain on his chest. The person who posted the video included a description that reads, "Scout Sniper Team 4 with three battalions, 2nd Marines, out of Camp Lejeune, peeing on dead Talibans." Great. One of the service members can be heard saying in the recording, "Have a great day, buddy." R.C. Collins is a young man who is at a military academy in Altadena, California, Bradley Military Academy. R.C., I know that you're at a parent open house tonight there, correct?
Yes, sir. We have parents from all four grade levels are here, and they're visiting the school, visiting the academy, and looking at not only our academic and scholastic facilities, but also the training for our military and physical regimen.
And so are you someplace where you can hear me?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, this story, R.C., you're not a Marine. You are in a military academy, which means you're training for what, the Army?
Well, yes, sir. When we graduate from Bradley Military Academy, we are then hopeful of placement at West Point, barring that, some form of officer training, which eventually will be for us to go into the United States Army. Yes, sir.
So it's not the Marine Corps?
That would be an honor to be in the Marines, but my primary, you know, career objective right now is to be an officer in the United States Army. But, you know, it would very much be an honor to be in the Marines.
What do you, okay, so because the reason why I'm asking is because you were quoted, a number of other cadets were quoted about this episode in Afghanistan having to do with Marines. Do you feel qualified to...
Well, yes, sir. I think I can. I mean, we have a great deal of respect for the Marines. We feel, though, that in that particular instance, I don't want to be, I don't want to give away any secrets or anything, but, you know, we feel that the Marines were not very intelligent in that situation, but not really in the sense that you would probably think, you know, that they were... that they were urinating on a Taliban or anything, but I think they should have taken better steps to, to when you're getting payback, as we say in the military, life, you don't want to have a lot of civilians looking in because a lot of times they misunderstand that.
All right, well, so that's what I'm getting at. You don't think what they did was wrong, do you?
Well, I mean, I don't really want to comment on that right now. I don't think that, that really has much to do with it. I'm just saying if you're going to be, if you're taking some time to get a little bit of face time with the enemy there that you have just defeated in battle, I don't think any civilians are really going to understand that. And so where the Marines made their mistake, and we see this a lot when we're talking to our professors at the military academy or when we go on a field trip, we see how they will sometimes forget that there's civilians that are going to see this. And when you let a civilian see something like this, you pretty much have just,
You're pretty lost, huh?
Well, yeah, you might as well just throw in the towel.
Talking to R.C. Collins, who is a military cadet, he's a cadet at Bradley Military Academy, about the video showing four Marines urinating on the Taliban. So, R.C., so I'm clear here. You are a military cadet at a military high school, correct?
Well, yes, sir. This is a college prep. This is a college prep course. It is a high school course. It's a college prep course, but we are in point of fact. This is a basic training for officer corps in the United States Army.
Okay, so you guys are not Marines, but you are. You feel that what the Marines did. You don't want to comment on what they did, but I'm gathering you don't think it was bad.
Well, again, sir, I wouldn't want to comment on that. What I'm saying.
No, I know that you don't want to comment on it, but am I warm?
Well, I think you could probably infer from, my comments how I feel about it. The Marines, where they made their mistake is, letting the civilian, first of all, where they made their mistake was if you're going to video it, and I think it's understandable that they would want to video, the final act of conquest, if you want, on the Taliban, if you're going to do that, you got to really make sure that you don't let no civilians, like I was saying.
What, Chief?
Yeah, I was talking to Chief Jones, who's one of our upperclassmen, and he said, I can't use the language that he used, but basically he said, if you give a civilian access to something like this, you might as well put your blank in a meat grinder. And excuse me.
All right, okay, all right. I understand. We don't have to get all that randy. I understand that you guys speak a certain language there. Our number here, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with R.C. Collins about the Marines that urinated on, allegedly, and I guess I shouldn't even use the word allegedly because you can see it in the video, urinated on these Taliban. R.C., I won't press the point. So what happened here wasn't so much that they did it, What happened here is that they got caught doing it.
Well, I mean, you need to understand, Mr. Henry, that in the field of battle, when you're in a battle, you can't, you know, that's nothing that no civilian's going to be able to understand. Civilians are always ready to start, you know, judging how this went and that went. You shouldn't have done this and you shouldn't have done that. But the fact is, no civilian's going to be able to say that because they don't have the right. But they're going to do it anyway, and they're going to make life pretty miserable for, you know, the very committed and gung-ho, and in some cases really psycho. Like when I go to, I know that when I get to Afghanistan, God willing that I'm able to serve there, I know I'm going to be pretty psycho for my country. And,
well, what does that mean, you're going to be psycho for your country? What does that mean?
Well, it basically means I'm not going to hold back nothing. I'm not going to hold back nothing, and I'm not going to let no Taliban or whoever that we fight, think that they're going to be, beating us and everything. So, but the mistake I think that's made is that a lot of people in the military, like myself, or maybe a lot of Marines, because Marines get a lot of respect from the civilian people, and they deserve it. But when they get all that respect and they get all that love, it means that they're showing off sometimes to show how badass they are. Or excuse my language.
No, that's okay.
But the Marines will show off how badass they are, and the next thing you know, a civilian gets a hold of this. And civilians are good. You know, I mean, we fight for civilians. But from a military standpoint, they're not very trustworthy. And they will mess up your day if you let them to do it.
Civilians will mess up your day, meaning what?
Well, if they get a hold of a videotape like this, like what just happened to these Marines, there's no question a civilian got a hold of it and decided to put some heartbreak on them.
All right, R.C. Collins is with us here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Hang on the line there, R.C. He's talking about the Taliban video of the Marines urinating. And the problem there, the sin there, the crime there, was not so much that they did it, it's that they got caught. And the big mistake they made was letting a civilian get a hold of the videotape. 877-876-PHIL. I like that comment, too. You know, we fight for civilians, but you can't trust them. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil
Very
Henry
good,
Show.
What?
That's very good.
Yeah, I want to get a drink.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. After the show on Phil TV and HD, we're doing a Q&A with our backstage pass holders. If you want to join us, you have to have a backstage pass. You can watch us on Phil TV and HD right now and on many of our affiliates. We have R.C. Collins on the line with us. R.C. is a military cadet from Bradley Military Academy. Before we take any phone calls, R.C., as we talk about these Marines that were seen or that were photographed urinating on the Taliban dead, you're not a Marine yourself. You're not even in the Army. You're in a military academy. What would you say to someone who might say to you, you don't really know what you're talking about?
Well, that's pretty funny. I think the people are going to say that mostly are civilians because, again, Mr. Henry, civilians are people that, while we are going to fight for them, and I am going to go and I'm going to fight for them in Afghanistan, God willing, if you turn your back on a civilian, there's an old saying in the military, if you turn your back on a civilian, you know, don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining, because they will mess up your day. And I'm not saying that I don't love my country, but look what happened to those Marines because they trusted a civilian.
What makes you so sure a civilian posted that?
Because no Marine is stupid enough to do that, and no Marine would do that to another Marine. And nobody in the military would, unless it's that one guy that, you know, leaked all the WikiLeaks. And that guy, if I can guarantee you, if he was alone with about a half a dozen other GIs, you know, they'd mess up his day. There's no question about it.
All right, R.C. Collins with us here. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let me go over to a phone call. On the line we have Patrick. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. How are you?
Yes, sir. Good.
Good. I don't see a problem with this, you know, what happened. As far as RJ goes, you know, I appreciate that you want to go and fight in our military, and that's great. But civilians, basically, we support the military. For the most part, we support the military. And I see what you're saying, that, you know, a civilian will turn around and put this on YouTube or whatever. Yeah, that's wrong. But at the same time, I'm saying, as a civilian, let's lay off these guys. Let's lay off these Marines. These Marines are fighting for our country. They're dealing with life-and-death situations. And
exactly.
But at the same time, I don't think that you're too qualified on saying to turn, you know, that we're going to turn our backs on you. You know, that's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you mean by not qualified. I'm in a military academy and going to be in an officer training program. And the Marines that were in Afghanistan,
Marines, you're welcome and everything.
Marines went to Afghanistan, and they're in a sniper team, and they're in a life-and-death battle with the Taliban.
Right.
And then they, you know, I think it's logical probably what they did. I mean, I don't know, but, you know, they done it. And then they come back, and what do you think happens? Some civilian takes it and sticks it on YouTube. And I'm saying the Marines were stupid to let a civilian have it.
Okay.
The Marines were stupid to let a civilian have it. You don't even know if the Marines let a civilian have it. Do you maybe...
Well, I mean, Marines are good, but they're a little too gung-ho, and their brains go down on them.
I think our country is a little gung-ho on war, but that's another story.
Well, we got to be. I mean, look at all the scumbags there are in the world that are killing us. But Marines are a little too gung-ho for my taste.
Well, I don't know what that means, they're a little too gung-ho. You know...
Well, they're gung-ho from the standpoint of not being... Their brains go down on them.
Would you not use that term, please?
What?
That term you just used is a little vulgar.
What?
You don't even know the origin of that term, do you?
No.
That's what I'm worried about. Hey, Patrick, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate
your
comments. 877-876-PHIL. That term is a little...
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't think you know what you're talking about. I'm in the military academy, and... I've talked to Marines, and they say it.
They may very well say it. I don't think they're saying it on the radio. Let me go over to line one here. We've got Jim. Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with R.C. Collins. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just want to say there's no place for political correctness in combat. Now, I'm a former Marine. And
right on.
Gentleman was saying, you know, Marines are stupid. First of all, I'd say, you know, when you're in combat, you know, it's not about being nice to those guys. And in fact... You know, by letting this out, that it's like psychological warfare. It's just one more jab at the enemy.
Well, yeah, but now everybody sees that the enemy sees that all these civilians are getting all, you know, peeing in their pants and getting all weepy about it. And you know why? Because the Marines wasn't smart enough not to keep a civilian's mitts off of it.
Yeah, I disagree with you. I mean, the Marines...
Are you kidding me?
They've been called all kinds of stuff. It's because of the way they fight, the things that they do. And it's just
How come they let that videotape get in the hands of some civilian douchebag?
All right. Let the gentleman talk, please.
I don't know how it got out. And my perspective is it doesn't really matter because there's no place in combat for political correctness. And I really don't care what civilians think. If you're Marine in combat, your mission
is
to win and destroy the enemy. You know, if you can
humiliate
the enemy at the same time, I think you're just doing your job.
Hey, you're going to have some douchebag now following every Marine fire team everywhere they go and make sure they don't go pee on some guy and report it back to the newspapers.
What?
You heard me.
No, what are you talking about?
They're going to have some guy follow them around and make sure they don't pee on people.
If you're talking about
Mr. Henry, that image of those Marines that's going all around the world and now everybody thinks Marines pee on people, and all it's going to do is make life tough for them. Okay? And then they're going to send a guy with them to go, wait a second, are you going to go pee? Yeah. Are you going to pee on a guy, or are you going to...
Oh, hold on for a minute. Thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Henry Show with R.C. Collins and the Marines that urinated on the Taliban. Who let that video out? Was it a civilian? And can they be trusted, civilians? R.C. Collins says, no. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
And I also said Marines aren't very smart.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We have R.C. Collins from the Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. I think we're going to have on the Commandant this half hour, Commandant Wireman. And R.C., you're talking with us about this video of the Marines that were seen urinating on Taliban. Your comments have been that the Marines didn't really do anything wrong. Your comment is that they were dumb enough to get caught.
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, you know, I don't want to get in no trouble or anything with the Marines or anything, but yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. You know, it's probably one of the reasons why I wanted to more be in the Army. It's not that I have nothing against Marines. I think they're very brave, and they help, and they've done a lot of stuff, but I don't really want to be, I mean, I'd rather be with guys that are a little, maybe have got a little more upstairs going on than to be peeing on a Taliban. And then your little sister gets all over the tape or whatever. And
just so we know, we don't really know who, excuse me, posted that.
Well, I know. I mean, everybody keeps saying that, but I mean, let's face the facts, okay? Let's you know, straight up. No Marine put that on YouTube, and no Army, unless it's that douchebag that they got in prison. The one guy.
Yeah, Bradley Manning didn't put that on YouTube.
Yeah, so it's a civilian. Don't worry about it. And that's why, you know, when you're in the military, you learn something real fast. Civilians, they'll pee down your back and tell you it's raining, as sure as God made green apples. So you really got to watch your step around a civilian. That's what I think. And, yeah, were the Marines stupid? Yeah, they were. They were stupid. They were stupid when they videoed it, and they were stupid when they come back with it and let their kid sister or whoever it was get a hold of it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. And again, we don't know who got a hold of that or why. We're going to take some phone calls. On the line here with us is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. Here is Ron. Ron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a few quick comments, and then I'll take my, you know, your answers off the air. I just think that people hold the Marines to, you know, they got them on too high of a pedestal. I think there's just about anything they can do nowadays, and people would justify it. And I just don't see how these quote-unquote enemies that we're supposed to have, how they're ever supposed to forgive us or ever supposed to see eye-to-eye with us if all we're ever doing is basically, you know, just messing their land up and urinating on them. I mean, I just don't get it.
Well, you got that backwards, man. How are we ever going to forgive them? You know, how are we ever going to forgive them? That's what they ought to be worried about. And, you know, you got to push your headgear out.
They've never really...
You got to... Oh, no, not at all, man. They just let... You ever heard of Osama bin Laden, or have you been playing video games? Are you nuts or something?
How many times
have we been to the Middle East to start wars? That was one time. And I don't even honestly believe that 19 Saudi Arabians means we go to Afghanistan and Iraq. It had nothing to do with it. The majority of the people who...
Hey, I got one for you, man. I got one for you. Listen to this, man. Get a load of this, man. A lot of the people that led the people into the gas chambers in Poland were Polish, not German. So should those people be upset with the Germans? No. Just the Poles, according to you. Dude,
No.
Flush your headgear out, man. Flush your headgear out, man. You need a whole new perspective.
Why don't you quit insulting people? I think what you're saying here, gentlemen... hold on, Ron. I think what Ron's saying is basically this, that the United States is... Are you saying that our response to 9/11 might have been overkill?
Oh, that's bull. That's not even bull. That's a combination of bull crap and baloney. It's bull-aloney.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
And answer for me. God.
Yeah, you're talking over this guy. You're talking all over him.
Can I answer for 1 second, please?
Yes, sir. Of course you can. Go ahead.
I don't necessarily think it was overkill.
It's a combination of bologna.
I just don't think that the way everything so far has played out has been great, because if it has, it would have been done with by now. I just believe that...
Oh, yeah, right. According to your calendar, hey, were you the guy that put that up on YouTube? Because you probably right. would.
Can I ask you a question?
Wouldn't you put it on YouTube?
Since you said that you're in military school and this other guy was a Marine.
Yeah, I'm in a military academy.
You guys both have a negative image of civilians. So if you claim you're protecting civilians, I can see how these conspiracy kooks and how all these people
actually believe. Well, it's because civilians put the videotape up on YouTube. How come a civilian put it on YouTube?
You don't know. You're assuming that.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Are you kidding me? Tell me a civilian did.
People think that martial law will happen and how the military does not care about the civilians and they will take away our rights and they will come out.
I believe you think it.
You guys sound like you're.
I know you think that.
You're supposed to be working for.
I know you believe that there's going to be martial law, but that's only because you haven't upped your meds.
Well, no, right? From your guys' point of view on civilians, the way you talk about civilians is just crazy. When we're your boss.
What do you mean, your guys? I'm the only guy talking about it.
What about your guy there? You were talking to that other kid. He believes the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't say.
And
not all civilians, just this guy.
Cutting me off real quick. You are a boss. Nobody makes. We're your boss. Nobody makes.
You gotta up your meds
for money. You guys go to the army for your signing bonus and for school. Nobody has to respect you for that. People choose to. If we don't respect you for that, then there's nothing you can do about it. That don't mean that you look at your boss negatively.
Well, all it means is this: if you don't respect me, then I don't trust you, and you probably put that video up there to get them Marines in trouble. And
I probably
and
would
thing,
because I don't have a good image of the Marines or our Army.
I know you don't have a good image. You don't have a good image of authority because you have a father issue.
No.
Oh, well, what are we doing now?
You got an issue with your father. You hate your father.
Would you stop?
An eye leaves everybody blind. Do you know who said that, sir?
Yeah, Martin Luther King, douche.
Exactly.
Hey,
Monday.
Why the name calling?
Because this guy would sell us out and put the YouTube video up, and then he'd probably show a picture of his own mom.
My dad was a Green Beret, and you're going to sit here and tell me all
that's why you hate him. That's why you hate your dad.
What you think of what I think
that's
of my father.
That's why you
I'm
hate your father.
Tell you that being on TV doesn't win you the war, okay? No matter what you think.
That's what you're supposed
Have
to do
good
to
night.
Win the war. What are you, nuts? Are you nuts?
You know something? You were very rude to that guy.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can hear a young man who's got issues with his dad was a Green Beret and he hates the military. Don't take a genius to draw a line. Hey, he hung up. Can you call him back?
No, I'm not calling him back. You were very rude to him. And no matter what the point is that you may have to make, you have to have respect for people when they're talking. I don't want any more butting in.
Well, yes, sir, but I mean that...
No, you know, you may have a million points to make, but I don't want any more butting in. And no more name-calling. Douche, huh?
Well, that guy was basically saying that the military don't need to be respected.
Well, he may say that because that's his opinion, but he's not using any kind of vituperatives.
What?
He's not using any pejoratives.
You know, Mr. Henry, you're talking some kind of it's a gay language.
Whoa, but you know what? What you need is a dictionary, my friend. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to another phone call, and if we have to, yes, we do. This is Anna, or David, rather. David, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, how you doing, Phil? Nice to talk
Good.
To you, man.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think this whole ordeal with all the urinating on the Taliban soldier, I mean, it's bad in itself for people to do that just in general, you know, because I think our morale is a little bit better than that. But, you know, the fact that, you know, we're in a war with people who are trying to kill us and in turn we're obviously trying to kill them too. It's like, you know, when people stake their claim, if you will, and sit there and they're in that situation, you know, maybe it's a morale booster for them or whatever. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but the whole thing when I hear stuff about like this or even Abu Ghraib and stuff and all that stuff that happened, the thing that always runs through my head is that people forget is like these guys take you know, our military personnel, reporters, you know, journalists or whatever, and capture them and saw their heads off on video. And it's kind of
kidding.
We're supposed to be ashamed by the fact that some military guys.
No kidding.
As CJ.
Yeah, no kidding.
And right. Urinate on him. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, what happened to the morale of the country and the fact that we're in war, and these people want to kill us. You know, and again, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, whatever they did. You know, morale for me.
Well, and the other thing that I think, you know, oh, I'm sorry.
They probably shouldn't have done it. You know, and if taking the pictures and stuff, you're setting yourself up to get caught. You know, you shouldn't use that as a trophy. But I don't think
a lot of the military guys. Let me just jump in here for a second. A lot of the military guys, as you know, keep video diaries, whether they're Marines or soldiers, and they send them home. And I suppose when you keep a camera with you, whether it's a cell phone camera.
Mr. Henry, can I just jump in because I know what I'm talking about here?
Yeah, you can jump in when I'm done with my comment. I just wanted to say to David, yeah, you're right, David, I agree with you. You know, allowing yourself to be videotaped doing that. But it becomes so automatic, I think, for a lot of the guys because they have the cameras. They're keeping these video diaries. What did you want to say, RC?
Well, I mean, I wanted to say that when the gentleman was talking about the civilian getting their head sawed off, and he's absolutely right. When we say, see what they done, and we can't take no revenge. Now, I got to say that when you see a civilian get the head sawed off, in a lot of ways, you're sort of going, well, I mean, that's what happens when you're, like, stabbing people in the back. And
what are you talking about, man? You talking about our civilians?
What are you talking about saying stabbing people in the back? I'm talking about these.
Because they're the ones that
these people hold against us.
Well, no, they're the ones that put the Marine videotape on YouTube. That's the guys that put the Marine tape on YouTube was a civilian. So naturally, they're going to get their head sawed.
I'm sorry that some guy put this video on YouTube. First and foremost, I think it's ridiculous, and whoever did it is an idiot. And I'll be the first to agree with you.
He ought to get his head sawed off.
Sounds like to me, you in you know your military academy, you've not even been in the places that these guys have been. You don't even know the mindset of what these guys have been through to be in war with these people who are like trying. They're trying to kill each other. It's war, for God's sakes, you know? And, like, and I don't think the urinating photos as a trophy is a good thing for anybody to keep. You know, the same as the Abu Ghraib thing. I think that was kind of ridiculous, you know? But the fact is, I'm not going to sit there and actually tell these guys, you know, you guys are pieces of crud because of what you did, you know? Your morale and stuff.
Well, can I tell you something?
Booster, sure.
A friend of mine, hold on, Marcy.
And I don't necessarily agree with that. But again, you have to understand what they're dealing with and what they're going through.
Well, a friend of mine, his dad was in the Marines. His grandfather was in the Marines.
People do.
Yeah.
What would they do?
All right, hold on for a minute, will you? David, what do you want to say, RC?
There was a friend of mine who lives across the street. His grandfather was a Marine in the World War II, and he found a picture of his grandfather holding a Japanese guy's head. And I asked him if I could have it.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate that he found that. How old was he?
What are you talking about?
How old were you guys when you saw that?
This anyway?
Well, because that's what Marines used to be able to do when... That's what they let Marines do back then, and now they don't.
They don't want Marines. They don't publicize pictures like that. Even in World War II, they didn't do that.
His granddad had a Japanese guy's head, and it was great.
I know plenty of guys who went to school and who became Marines and are very dedicated people to their country.
Exactly.
And are very upstanding people.
We have to take a break. Thank you, David, for your call. Great call. Thank you, sir. 877-876.
Boy, that guy just kept on going, huh, Mr. Henry?
You won't shut up either. You know, everybody wants to weigh in on this. This is a very, and I want people to weigh in on this, and it's a very passionate topic, and I want my guest to shut his mouth, because my callers have questions and comments of their own. My friend's grandfather was holding a Japanese guy's head. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
He's got some gold fillings that he...
world-famous Bill Henry Show.
You tell people about that, but they'll never understand that.
All right, we're back on. Finish your comments. We're back on Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-PHIL. Finish the last comment you made.
That you're never going to be able to understand people who are going to turn your videotape to YouTube and show everybody you peeing on a Taliban. Big deal. So I took it out and I whizzed on the guy. His people, they're killing everybody too.
Okay, understood. 877-876-PHIL, the Phil Henry Show here. On the line with me is R.C. Collins. We're talking about the Marines who were videotaped who were videotaped in Afghanistan urinating on Taliban. Your feeling that this had to have been leaked by a civilian is based on what?
Well, I mean, no Marine's going to put that on YouTube. You'd have to be some kind of a scumbag, and no Army guy is neither. It has to be a civilian, and it's probably one of these civilians like the one guy that I talked to who's all, yeah, you know, my dad was in the Green Beret, and he didn't love me.
That gentleman didn't say anything like that, and you have to quit being this mocking attitude you have. Now, if you believe that civilians put that on YouTube, why?
Because the civilians, you can't trust them because they're the ones that are calling us war criminals. That's why. And another thing, I wouldn't, if a civilian will tell you when he's peeing down your back, it's raining.
Yeah, I heard that, man. All right. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Anna on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Anna.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Even have a dog in this fight. The gentleman at the military academy, you've never experienced war. You've never had to support war, basically. I was married to a Marine for 11 years, supported him through his deployments to Iraq and various other countries. And I know what it's like when they come home, and I know how stressed they are, and I know that there's things they don't want to talk about. But at the same time, as a military member, you have to uphold a certain code of conduct. And that does not include urinating on anybody. You've already done the ultimate job by killing the person. That should be enough said. And I personally think...
The only way anybody knows about it is because a civilian put it there.
And you have no evidence to back that up. You have no evidence.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, well, let me ask you. Why would they even take a picture of it? Why would they allow themselves to urinate on somebody knowing that they are being photographed?
Because it's something that they're doing to keep and to look at and to laugh at later on when they're with their buddies, civilian take it.
Let me tell you something, okay? Yeah, I have worked in the military very closely for a while, and as a military member, you have to have, like I said, a code of conduct. You also have to lead by example. You are only showing the rest of the world what a liability we are taking on, allowing you to become any part of any military. That is embarrassing.
What?
You're saying...
What are you talking about? I'm going to fight for my country.
That's not fighting for your country when you're saying that it's okay to go out and do what you want to do, but don't get caught doing it. You have to...
What about the...
We are an ambassador for the United States when we go into other countries. We have to be smart enough.
What's that?
Come back and still... I'm sorry, you don't know what an ambassador is?
No, I don't.
You don't know what an ambassador is?
No, sir.
It's... Well, tell them. Go ahead, Anna. You can tell.
Ambassador basically is somebody who represents our country. We represent our reputation. We represent our morals. You have no idea what
I'm saying is, what about the guys that got their heads cut off? Don't you think that somebody should pee? Oh, sure. So a guy got his head cut off and they stuck it on a TV, and that's okay with you?
No, she didn't say that.
You didn't see the American civilians that got their heads cut off by those Al Qaeda guys. You didn't hear about that?
Daniel Pearl? Are you talking about the journalist?
No, I'm talking about like three. They did it to like four guys.
There were a number of these videotapes of guys getting decapitated.
Yeah.
Correct. So you're saying it's okay tit for tat?
Tit for tat is not peeing on a guy. I wouldn't call that tit for tat.
Wow.
Are you crazy? I think getting your head cut off is a little worse.
How old are you? Can I ask how old you are?
Well, no, I just asked you. What do you think about civilians that got their... And they're the ones that probably leaked the video.
Yeah, that's it, man. The ones that got their heads cut off.
Right.
Anna, thank you very much. You've been very patient. I appreciate your call. Our number, 877-876-PHIL.
Mr. Henry, I'd really appreciate if you give me a little more respect on account of to talk to me like I'm not an idiot. Because
well, when you say stuff like the people that get their heads cut off are the civilians that leak videotapes, I don't know what planet you're on. I don't know, you know.
I'm just talking about the civilians that aren't trustworthy and would put the videotape of the guy that peed on the guy on that, well, he peed on a Taliban guy, and they're the ones that put the videotape on the YouTube and are the ones that probably get their heads cut or ought to get, I'm not saying they ought to get their heads cut off. I'm saying we're out defending them, and they're, those are the ones.
Oh, man, you know, what you just said, dude, I'd have to start all over again with you. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. R.C. Collins and as well as Commandant Wireman will be joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk about the Marines urinating on the Taliban and the videotape of that. And don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com, live streaming video, and after the show, a Q&A on Phil TV and HD.
They peed all over a guy.
Phil Hendry.